Good day to you. This week's second look takes us into 1 Samuel chapter 16, our first lesson from last Sunday's worship, and it's the anointing of David to be the next king of Israel. Let me give you a little context just for a second. The first king of Israel was Saul. Saul initially was a good king, and then he started falling away and disobeyed God, and ultimately God rejected him as king. And anything after Saul, his sons, no one in his family would be rulers of Israel again after Saul died. And so God was going to anoint a new king, set aside. Anointing just simply was a way for to publicly acknowledge that God had set this person aside for a very important role. And so kings and priests and prophets were often anointed with olive oil on the head. And so God sent Samuel to Bethlehem, to Jesse, and one of Jesse's sons would be the next king. Well, we know that would be David, the youngest, the one no one expected, and yet Samuel thought maybe the oldest would be the perfect choice for the next king. But verse 7 of chapter 16 says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look at his appearance or at how tall he is, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not look at things the way man does. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.'" God looked at Eliab, the oldest, and not that Eliab was wicked. We don't know that for sure. We don't know what his life was like. And yet Samuel thought because he was the oldest, he would look good on the outside, that surely this must be the one God wants. But God says, no, I don't look at the outside. I don't look at what's outside. I look at the heart. I know the heart. I see the heart. I know what's there. And I know what that person is like on the inside. God looks at the heart. And so he saw all these sons of Jesse. I don't want that one. Instead, he wanted David, the youngest. And yes, David was good looking and handsome. And handsome, the Bible says. But God knew David's heart. And the Bible describes David as a man with God's own heart. David trusted God. Just look at David and Goliath, the story there, and think about how he trusted God in the face of that enemy of Goliath, and God helped him because David trusted God. When we look at our life, we know that what's in our heart is not good. It's sinful. And yet God puts trust in our hearts. God is the one who works faith in our hearts to trust him. And God sees that faith. He sees our trust in him. He knows what man cannot see on the outside. Man, we can't see faith. Faith. We see the fruits of faith, but we can't see faith. But God sees faith. God put it there. And through our baptism, God washed us clean. And he put faith in our heart, strengthening faith in our heart through water and the word, to wash us clean of sin, to make us his own, to set us aside as his children, whom he dearly loves, children whose heart he knows. Let me close with prayer today. Heavenly Father, you know our heart. You know our hearts are sinful, and yet you sent your son Jesus to die for us and to wash our sins away. And through baptism, you did wash our sins away, and you made us your children by working and strengthening faith in our hearts by your Holy Spirit working through that water. Give us every day hearts that trust in you, hearts that look to you and know that you are our God who loves us so much. Amen. May God bless you the rest of this day and this week.